This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Andrew Schlecht from The Athletic with breaking news. Danny Ainge of the Boston Celtics plans to step down from his role as Celtics president and will be replaced by Brad Stevens, who is the current Celtics head coach. With me to break it all down is Jared Weiss of The Athletic. Jared, first of all, what are your initial thoughts on Ainge stepping down?
Holy crap was the very first thing that I thought. This isn't coming completely out of nowhere, but it definitely is a shocker. This is not one where there was clearly momentum building towards it. And then for the second domino to fall of Brad Stevens leaving the head coaching chair to become a GM, that one was, I think, really shocking, not because it's something you couldn't have imagined he'd be interested in, but just that I think coaching has been so deeply ingrained into like his identity and who he is and what he does for so long that it's just shocking to see him make that kind of switch. But the Celtics needed to make some sort of major shakeup. And while I'm sure Danny Ainge probably was allowed to make the decision of when he was going to move on from the Celtics to a certain degree, it definitely seems like, because he's not going into retirement, apparently, that this was not just him saying, you know what, guys, I think I've had enough.
Yeah, the Celtics put out a press release saying that he was the only Celtic in the team's 74-year history to win a championship as both a player and a general manager. So he's a staple for the Celtics, and it's going to be strange to see him either just retired or elsewhere.
Yeah, I think the idea of him being elsewhere does seem weird, although he did run Phoenix for a little while, so it's not like he's only been with the Celtics his whole career. But Ainge is, I think, one of the most identifiable faces of the Celtics organization, especially because he's been there through so many different transitions over the years. They've gone through, like, what, five different iterations of the Celtics, essentially, under Ainge, if not more. He's been there since 2003, so it's been 18 years, I think, at this point. And he won a championship as a GM. That bought him basically a lifetime of goodwill and trust, especially because he continued to make some great moves after the fact that were moves that really stood out in a really crazy NBA landscape. But there's been a lot of struggles, a lot of moves that have not worked out in recent time. And I think the tide was turning to a degree, and doesn't mean that Ainge wasn't going to be able to turn it back around, but it wasn't, I don't think Ainge was operating from the same position of strength that he had been in the recent past. And so that's why it seems like it makes sense to make this kind of move at this point. But at the end of the day, Ainge is still, I think, looked at as one of the absolute juggernaut GMs out there.
Yeah, no question. So Brad Stevens is now going to be the president of basketball ops for the Celtics. Do you have any feel for what that will be like?
Sort of. I mean, he's someone that is, I mean, he really built his reputation on player development and identifying players and how to use them. And so being a GM, that definitely is a strength. The biggest question that we have right now, before their press conference that they're having on Wednesday, is Mike Zarin going to remain in his spot as the assistant GM or even be promoted to GM, which frankly he absolutely has earned at this point. Mike Zarin is I think the perfect complement to Brad Stevens being a brand new president of basketball operations, where Zarin is one of the league's foremost experts on everything from the CBA to capology to analytics, trade negotiation and tooling and execution, all that kind of stuff, that it allows Brad to focus as the big picture decision maker over, kind of set the overall framework for how the organization is moving and what kind of players they want, while having Zarin be the one that's really executing the day-to-day GM responsibilities. It's not that different than the current alignment that Ainge and Zarin have, but maybe Ainge was probably a little bit more, I guess, like Ainge, because he's been a GM for so long, he probably was a little bit more controlling over the direction, while maybe Stevens is going to be a little bit more passive in that direction because he knows that he's new to this position and respects what Zarin has done and knows Zarin has the experience in that regard.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So the Celtics don't have a coach now. What's next? How do they execute this coaching search?
Well, they definitely can hire pretty much any coach they want. It's a very desirable job for any coach that is willing to handle the pressure of the Boston market, which is pretty insane. I would know as someone who's part of that pressure, technically. And, you know, one big thing, honestly, that I've just been hearing so much this year is about trying to make this organization more, I guess, relatable for the players. And obviously, like the clear topic that's been coming up recently has been the issue of race in Boston, which is a major issue. And the players need to feel supported in that manner by the organization. And it's certainly, I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to try to target, whether it's a player or a coach of color, or it's just a coach that was a recent former player, someone that they feel like can relate to the players on a level that's, you know, more intimate than having, you know, an older white guy, for instance, which is like, this is a real topic that obviously comes up all the time. And I think that's something that the Celtics organization will probably want to have as one of the main priorities, because frankly, trying to get the players on the same page and in lockstep with the organization and giving their all for the organization is one of the biggest challenges that they have right now, because it completely failed this year, frankly. And though they did rally as much as they could in the closing stages of the season, they were too depleted to actually make good on any of that. But the season was a total disaster. It was the kind of season that would have you replace a longtime GM and escalate your coach to the GM chair for whatever reason. So, you know, that's something that they should and they probably will prioritize in this coaching search. And there's a lot of great candidates out there.
Yeah. I'm very interested to see who's going to fill that spot. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headline section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to join for just $3.99 per month.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.